Earlier this morning, you heard my chat with Frank Campion, the mayor of Welland, about concerns about budget numbers. And you've heard Bonnie on the news this morning talking about the budget deliberations last night from the Niagara Regional Councillors in their budget review committee. Before all of that came out, the Niagara Region's Anti-Racism Association sent a letter to the councillors asking them to at least question and asking the police to reduce their operating budget by shifting some things that they do to a civilian service. So I want my next guest to explain what it was they were asking for. Sally Wazirudin is a member of the executive committee for the region's Anti-Racism Association. Good morning, sir. Welcome.
Good morning, Tim. Thanks for having me on. As you said, I'm Saleh Wazirudin with the Niagara Region Anti-Racism Association.
So let's talk about the letter that you sent to the region, Saleh. What is it that you were asking the police or the regional councillors to do?
Basically, to ask the police themselves to come back with a lower operating budget based on moving some of their welfare check and mental health calls to a civilian service. And these calls, at least in their last report, make up about 8.5% of all their calls. And even one of the councillors, Laura Yip, who's on the police board, did actually raise this point up. And the chief even said that there's some calls where, you know, there's no threat to public safety. And he even said, I couldn't have said it better myself, that mental health is a medical emergency and should be dealt with a medical service. So we're asking, we asked the councillors to ask the police to come back with a lower figure based on that. And actually, this has been done other places. Edmonton did this a couple of years ago. So why can't we?
And it is a discussion that's been had right across North America, if I've been reading the news over the past couple of years properly, because there are a lot of people who have said, you know, we're sending police to calls for which they are not ideally suited. We could be sending them to mental health professionals. I guess the question that a lot of people have is, if that situation existed, who would get to make that call, Sally?
Well, I think the chief himself said it better than I could. It would be the EMS. So chief and some other people also have said, well, there isn't a fourth service when you call 911. But actually, you don't need a fourth service. EMS is already dispatched, and they deal with medical emergencies. The chief had said that EMS is already backed up from backlogs at the hospital. But that's kind of a no-brainer, because if you shifted money from the police to EMS, then they wouldn't have to be backlogged. They would have other people who could go and do some of these calls. So it doesn't really call for reinventing the wheel. And that's what they did in Edmonton. Edmonton had cut their police budget by 11 million over 2 years, so that's comparable to the increase we had in 1 year. We're looking at for this year, and they shifted calls to mental health professionals. So it's been done.
Are there examples you could point to where this would have possibly led to a better outcome in the past year or two?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because this is really bigger than even just being fiscally responsible or even having the appropriate service answer the calls. I mean, it's affecting lives. I mean, last year there was a black man in Port Colborne who was killed by police, and the Special Investigations Unit report, which comes out for anyone killed or injured by police, said, you know, quote, the police response, quote, may not have been perfect, which I think is an understatement. It's not good enough. And they said that they realized that the man had cognitive difficulties. That's what the report says. And that means they should have engaged mental health professionals at that point. But instead, and the report even says that they ought to have done more to address the mental health issues. The guy did have a knife, but, you know, if there was a mental health professional answering it, I don't know all the details. But from what I could read in the report, he could have been talked down. Instead, the response becomes, you know, you see a knife, so you respond with a gun. And that's kind of a street fighting mentality. That's not a mentality of trying to reach out to somebody who's going through a mental crisis. So it's actually affecting lives. And you can't say, you know, black lives matter, but then when a black man is killed by police, that could have been avoided, possibly by the, according to the report, that we say, oh, and not maybe not perfect is good enough.
So last night, the committee members heard from various groups, including the police, and the police asked for a 5.7% increase. And so the committee members approved the police budget. Do you feel that there's any hope that before this is actually approved, that they may take your letter into consideration?
I mean, there's potential for that, but if you look at it, you know, they spent a lot of time on talking about $200,000 that was surplus from last year, and that's kind of a very surface, you know, kind of low-hanging fruit kind of thing to increase the police budget, and they wouldn't even agree on that. They really didn't seem to want to probe deeper. Only one counselor brought up the issue that we raised in our letter, and the chief's own answers could have been used to address his own objections. That at least there are some calls that public safety is not in danger. And he himself said that they're happy to have a civilian service take those calls. So let's develop that further. So technically, I mean, yeah, it could still happen, but it's given the way it went last night, it's politically unlikely, and we'd need more political pressure, basically, to say that this isn't good enough. The calls that shouldn't be answered with an armed response should be given to a civilian service. We should develop that.
Saleh Wazaruddin, thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate this. Let's stay in touch, and we'll continue to revisit this as we go down the road. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us, having me on, Tim. We're on social media as the NRARA, and I'm Saleh Wazaruddin with the Niagara Region Anti-Racism Association.